Hi, thanks for contacting a local splash. My name is Joyce. How can I help you?
Hi, Joyce. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for asking. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. My name is Kevin Benson. I've been dealing with several representatives, Nadine, Alberto, Gillette, and a few others. What do you want to start out with, my URL or my, email? How would you like to pull up my account?
It's okay. Just your phone number that you use to contact our support. That will do.
Yeah, 805-750-3902. Mm-hmm. I always ask this. The others seem to be able to. If we get disconnected, would you be able to call me back so I don't have to start over with somebody?
Sure, Kevin. Yeah, that is definitely. Well, yeah, we will definitely give you a call back once we disconnect. Yeah.
Okay.
Or once we get disconnected, yeah.
All right.
All right. Yeah, please give me a few minutes. We'll pull up your account here. All right. Thank you so much for patiently waiting. I was able to pull up your account. Let me confirm this is for business property damage restoration services.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. And how can I help you, Kevin, with your...
All right. I have a scheduled call on the 6th, but I just received the text letting me know about the Bing listing.
Mm-hmm.
We created a Bing page for your business, et cetera, et cetera. Let me see if I can pull this back up again.
Mm-hmm.
A few days ago, I confirmed with, I believe it was Gillette,
mm-hmm.
On this Bing listing, when it pops up, it has my name. You know, it's a map 1 mile away,
mm-hmm.
and then it says service areas, plural.
Mm-hmm.
It's got one city, and it says open 24 hours. On all of my listings of any kind I've asked, I'm
mm-hmm.
not saying it's a problem that it's come this way. I just need to arrange to change it.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want my location pinpointed, meaning
mm-hmm.
city,
mm-hmm.
because we service counties. So what we wound up putting on my website is servicing Ventura County, South Santa Barbara County, L.A. County.
Mm-hmm.
On this Bing listing, it says service areas, which implies it could be multiple places, but
mm-hmm.
it's only saying one city, my particular small little town.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that, you know, within an hour, I have access to about 30 little towns.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're in Fountain Valley, you know where, Laguna is, and you know where Irvine is, and you know where Santa Ana is, yada, yada, yada. They're all easy to get to if traffic's not heavy. My issue is that if it says specifically I only service one city, that's going to drastically reduce the chances of getting a call.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it shows where we're coming from, it's going to do the same thing. So how do I have this Bing listing either show service areas and I either mention more cities or three counties or at least one county, but
mm-hmm.
I don't want just my city shown because if I had to disservice my city, I'd have no business.
I understand, Kevin. Yeah, let me also see here. Yeah, let me check Gillette's notes here, okay, from the other day to see if she requested to have the... Okay. If she has the, if she requested for the service area to be replaced or changed. Okay. Okay.
The site hasn't gone live yet, meaning the website. Mm-hmm. I have my old site up. We're in the process of slowly transitioning it to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
But again, as I'm emphasizing, the importance of, because of, we have to service counties and we're an emergency business, if people don't think I'm 10 minutes from them,
mm-hmm.
they're going to look for somebody that they think is closer.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas all of us generally try to meet the industry standard of getting there within an hour or less because it's water damage.
Mm-hmm.
So again, any representation to anybody that I can get to in an hour or less, but if they don't think that I'm closer to them, it creates an issue.
Yeah.
So again, I'm back to the need to emphasize larger regions, mention more cities, and not show exactly where we're coming from,
mm-hmm.
or state I only service one city.
Mm-hmm. I understand, Kevin. So yeah, I see here from Gillette a note, you spoke with her on Wednesday, right? So yeah, she requested for the service area to see this Ventura County, South Santa Barbara County, and Los Angeles County. This has not been applied yet, okay? Our website team, they're still working on it. And let me see.
This is for the Bing listing. Can that be changed, or who changes that?
For the
and then
Bing
it says
listing,
I can do it on a dashboard, but I haven't really gotten into that yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for the big listing, yeah, I'll communicate this with our back office team. Okay, give me a few minutes. Okay, let me just submit
sure.
that one. Also, I just wanted to confirm with you, Kevin, because on our local splash dashboard, if you log in there, you will see the service areas, but you won't be able to make some edits there when it comes to service area. But for keywords, you can always request to edit it. The list of service areas we have here on file are like Camarillo, Ojai, Oxnard, Somis, Ventura County, and then Ventura. So should I add here South Santa Barbara County and LA County?
Well, I've been asked two different ways. One was at first, what cities?
Mm-hmm.
I was given five cities radius. I said, okay, you mentioned mm-hmm. them, Camarillo, Ojai, Oxnard,
mm-hmm.
Ventura,
mm-hmm.
and Somis, I believe
mm-hmm.
I said.
Yes.
Okay. But I would rather it say Ventura County. I mean, where it's got to say cities,
mm-hmm.
if there was a five city something that I'm able to pick that they're going to emphasize things more in, then those are the cities to emphasize it in. But if we're putting up any kind of print that is going to specifically say service areas, then I would rather it say what I stated, Ventura County, South Santa Barbara County, L.A. County.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, I think during your onboarding with us, our onboarding specialist did tell you that it's better that we target cities, big cities in each of the county, because it's easier to target that way instead of like targeting like the whole county. It will take time like to see the results, or it will take time for the profile to appear, since it targets a lot of cities within that county. So what I'm going to do here
is this is this Bing wording for the algorithm and to have it, you know, get things out, or is this going to be more for once someone, you know, happens to look at it, however they got their eyes on it, the information's mainly for them, or does it affect the algorithm? Because if it affects the algorithm, I guess it would be better just to go with those five cities. I understand why you were suggesting that. But if that's not going to matter for the viewer or the, you know, the person in need of the service, like I said, I'd like them to just see, hey, we service all this area. If you're in this area, those five cities fall into Ventura County. So if I were to say anything, it would be Ventura County or list those five cities.
I understand. Well, yeah, it's going to affect the algorithm. Okay. So, yeah.
So
I think
it would be better to keep the service areas on Bing. Stay it more specific in smaller region.
Yes. I think, the service area here on Bing, I think we should match it to the Google Business Profile, service area.
All right, so that would be Ventura, Oxnard, Camarillo, Ojai, Somas.
Yes, that is right.
Okay. Can any other city be added, or does it make it more complicated?
We can add other cities, but, yeah, we do recommend, like, within 5 to 10 lists of cities.
Okay, can I give you some more?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Simi Valley, S-I-M-I Valley. Moore Park, M-O-O-R-P-A-R-K. Thousand, like the number thousand, Oaks.
Okay, thousand.
And Montecito, M-O-N. Let me get you the right spelling.
Okay.
It's where Oprah and Ellen live.
It's
just below Santa Barbara. Montecito. I always spell it a little bit wrong. M-O-N-T-E-C-I-T-O.
Okay. Montecito. All right.
Would one more hurt, complicate, or slow things down?
Let me just count again. What? How many do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 6 in the list. So we're gonna add the 4. So it's a total of 10. So yeah, I recommend for now. Okay, at 10 CDs for now.
10 maximum, right?
Yeah, 10. Yeah. Mhm.
All right. Put Santa Barbara.
Mhm. Okay.
Agora, AUG. Let me get it right here. AUGOURA. It's called Agora, AGOURA Hills. Agora Hills.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Agora Hills.
Let's see. We got Simi, Thousand Oaks, Agora
okay.
Hills.
Yeah, we have 6 list of service area in the list already. So, yeah, we only need
that's
to
probably,
add,
that,
like,
that's
4.
Probably good enough. If I get any calls from those cities, I'll be happy, you know. At least the
okay.
calls. All right.
All right,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, we can stick with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Thank you.
So on the Bing map or on the Bing listing, it'll say service areas and give what we just discussed.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. And there'll be no flag popping up showing where we're at or anything?
No flag since we are to hide your address online.
Yeah,
same thing on the Google Business Profile. Yeah, we won't see that like flag indicating that you are located in this specific location. But we're gonna appear for sure.
It's more for the psychological. Like I said, if people don't think you're 10, 15 minutes away, you know, it eliminates calls. So. You know, whereas if they call you and you go, we could be there in a half an hour to an hour, they're perfectly fine. But in the decision making, they got to think you're right next door practically.
Yes.
You know, before they call you. So that's the point of it, not security or anything else. In addition, we virtually have no walk-in needs for any customer whatsoever at all. Everything's done at their residence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, most of our clients here, you know, they don't like their address shown online. So, but you still get a lot of business or calls. So it depends, actually. Okay, what kind of marketing you use to promote the business. Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna apply these changes, and as for the website, let me see here.
For the website, we could keep it at counties, like we had it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have to mention cities, those would be to start off with. But then I also have more cities that I could add if. It didn't matter on the website. But, again, we service counties. And, you know, the cities within them, as
mm-hmm.
opposed to we service cities and the counties that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
It's really more important to focus on the county. Is then we can know what city to focus on in our particular case.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
So on the website, would it show the cities or the county?
The counties, yeah. You will put there proudly serving Ventura County and surrounding areas. And then highlight Ventura County, South Santa Barbara County, and Los Angeles County.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. And I just wanted to check here, okay, if we have your business documents that we will be needing for the Google business profile. And by the way, did you already send to us your business documents? Any business documents that has your business name on it?
Yeah, the other day I gave they have my toll-free number.
Mm-hmm.
It's a number that I've been using for 25 years,
mm-hmm.
but apparently that wasn't good enough for Google for verification.
Mm-hmm.
One of our addresses also have been for that long, mailing addresses. That wasn't good enough. So I have all the other documents. I got one or two more to get together, and then I'll be sending JPEGs or PDFs
mm-hmm.
off to you guys with the other confirmation documents,
yes.
Our business license, you know, the things that you guys have on the list. And then I got pictures of the van and the license plate, et cetera, et cetera. He's hoping, and we're hoping that then that eliminates the need for video.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem making a 2-minute video. It's just that all I could show you is the van and some of our equipment because we mm-hmm. don't want to show the location or mm-hmm. our house. We used to have a shop, but
mm-hmm.
with technology, and because we're 24/7, we been able to no longer need to have hard lines directly to an office.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now considered a home-based business, though I'm never home.
mm-hmm. okay, but out, okay, but work away from home.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I had asked about the video. I go, well, okay, I got to show my house in the video for verification. They go, well, probably not, and it's not going to be listed. Because
yeah.
I don't mind videotaping. Here's the van. Here's some mm-hmm. of the equipment, front of our house, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't mind that. It's just they told me it may not be necessary once I supply the other documents.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in business for 27 years. My prior websites, which are in the third iteration, have been up for about that long also.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, unfortunately, I've been on the internet. I don't know how old you are. I'm 65. This is going to make it sound like I'm talking about when the TV first showed up. But the internet, you know, the internet was created and became available to most people in the late 80s, mid 80s, mm-hmm. late 80s. I mean, 90s. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Google and websites, they came available right around the early 2000s. And
mm-hmm.
I've had a website for about 20 something years.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, no matter how we approached it, I've been on the first page. I've been in the top 10 organics. I've been in the pay-per-clicks to the top. I've been to the pay-per-clicks to the right. We spent all kinds of money, and it has virtually been 100% ineffective, no matter how we've approached it.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to re-up, and hopefully we have better luck with you guys this time around. But for the last 10 years, I just left the last version of our internet or of our website up.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never claimed anything, you know. Because Google changes stuff constantly, and no matter where I've been, it hasn't worked. And
mm-hmm.
even if I'm in a good position, I go, okay, great, at least we're there.
Mm-hmm.
They do something, and then they change it. And now I got to be a blogger and everything else. So, you know, it's constantly changing, but it was constantly not working. So we just left up the website for the sake of all the other avenues which we get business from, referral sources. At least if you have a website, if people go to it, they go, okay, we've got a website. They look professional. You know, they look legitimate. I just left the website up for business I was already getting, but it just validates us more to them. But I wasn't getting any business from the website because I, you know, within a minute of talking to people, I'll ask them, by the way, Mrs. Jones, how did you hear about us? And it's usually the other referral sources. In fact, it's always the referral sources. So I'm, you know, I'm trying again, but that's why, the point in mentioning that is that, you know, the Google algorithm seems to be changing enough so that no matter what position I get into, I eventually lose it. And it wasn't working when I was in it anyway. But this is part of what we're going to do to try to increase our marketing, see what you guys are able to do.
Yeah. And that's what we do here. That's why SEO should be continuous, because as what you mentioned, the search engine algorithm, they're constantly evolving, and you know, and so are the market trends and, you know, like the competitor strategies. So the monthly service, okay, here at Local Splash, this allows us for continuous optimization, so we can adapt to the changes, so we can ensure that, you know, a website remains competitive and visible.
Believe it or not, when it started out, the SEO people, the website builders, they had no clue what the keywords would be. I remember the first time they go, what are your keywords? And I go, what are those? And this is, you know, and then they told me, I said, oh, okay, well, here's how people think and talk when their house is flooded. Oh my God, wet carpet, suck up water, toilet backup, sewage backup, need plumber, various things that are pretty simple. If you were to think about, my floor is wet, my ceiling is coming down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So most of the keywords that are out there today, except if they're more personified, like so-and-so company of a Fountain Valley, you know, then it's specific. But all the other keywords as far as industry procedural words, water extraction, mold remediation, mold removal, sewage decontamination, sewage removal. I had to give them to all these SEO people. Now they're pretty much standard words throughout the industry. But I remember, just like with Yellow Pages in the early 80s, I was some of the only ads that advertised these types of services in what was known as the San Fernando Valley, which I still service, and you probably know what that is, being out of Fountain Valley, you know, the San Fernando Valley. Over the years, I was going, yeah, they're still using a lot of the keywords I was explaining to people. And of course, there's a, you know, a whole bunch of others. I've actually told your people, I said, look, there's a lot of keywords now. I've seen other sites have them. You just look at my competitors' keywords, because they're using my keywords plus everyone else's keywords. So let's just use all the keywords of the big companies, because those are the keywords. You know, I mean, it's like if you're selling hamburgers and fries, you can only come up with so many ways to call a hamburger a hamburger. So everyone still saying hamburger and fries, but they may be called, one may be calling it a Whopper, another may be calling it a Big Mac, another may be calling it, you know, a Wendy's double or a double double with In and Out. They're all cheeseburgers.
Yes, that's right. So
a taco's a taco, you know.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, there's other things I'll be talking about changing and adding, but because I got this text, I didn't know how quick it goes live regarding this Bing listing. So I just wanted to get those areas established for the reasons I explained.
Yes, sure. Yeah. I have already requested it to our back office team, so it may take a few days, okay, for the changes to reflect on the actual big listing.
Okay. When does that go live, that particular one? Would it only go live when the website is live?
Not really, because big listing is different from the website. So I must say that there are two different platforms. So the website itself is its own platform, and Bing listing is, you know, it's another platform managed by Microsoft.
So the Bing listing could go up sooner, and even though it'll probably have my website address, you know, in it, the worst that's going to happen is they're going to pull up my old website, which I don't mind at the moment. I clearly see the benefit of, modernizing it, but at the same time, if someone did click on it, it definitely, you know, lets you know, hey, you're dealing with people who've been doing this a while. So, you know, they look like a good choice. So my point is that if Bing goes before we finally go, okay, we tweaked your guys' version of the website enough to where we're comfortable with it, then it'll go live, but the Bing one may go live first, and that won't affect anything other than maybe bringing in a call sooner, correct?
Yeah, yes, that is right.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Great.
And as for the website, I think our website team did send you a preview. Okay, and...
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. The first one I saw, and I thought it was for somebody else because I don't do hurricane cleanup. There just hasn't been one in California. So I was like, really? You got me as hurricane cleanup? I just asked you to copy my ad and modernize it. I don't talk about hurricanes anywhere, but that's when everyone was talking about hurricanes because that's when they were hitting a few weeks ago. And yeah, water damage is associated with hurricanes, but again, we're in California. So my daughter's in Florida, so maybe she would call, but you know, I can't get there in an hour. So the first version looked nothing like I wanted it to and was talking about things on the first click that didn't make sense. The second version is more of our content now being presented in a different way. But when I looked at it, I go, all right, well, we're getting closer, but here's what's wrong with this one. So they're adjusting it, and then I still have to go through everything, which is what the conversation on the 6th were scheduled for. Hopefully by then I got most or all of the changes that I'm going to be suggesting to them, because I just got to go through each page and read everything and look at the pictures, and I may, you know, add. Once it's up, if I wanted to add a picture to any category, like, for example, you know, one of the categories are, you know, water damage in and of itself, you know, clean water, just your floors, your carpet, your wood floor, your tile is wet. Okay, water damage. It's just from a burst pipe. You know, but it could be bad enough, but it's the category of water damage. Then the next category would be sewage cleanup or sewage damage. So there, you know, you clearly show a toilet backed up, sewage on the floor, or dirty sinks where it's backed up. If I wanted to add pictures to any category, is it easy for me to do in the dashboard, or is it, you got to be kind of really behind the scenes web fluent to add pictures?
Okay. If you wanted to, well, you need to let us know where these pictures should go on your website, because in the dashboard, we don't have, what's this section for each category. So yeah, it will be, yeah, it will just
so
be
I
added.
Can call you guys, I can call you guys anytime and go, hey, I got a new picture that I took and I would like it in there. Or while we're still setting it up, I've gone through various pictures that I got and I would like them in there also, and then tell them, hey, put it on this page or this category and say this about it, and then they would just go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that will do, but we also recommend that you send the photos to us via email and then put the code.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like each email that you send us, you put like the subject. This is for the what do you call this? This is for the water damage restoration photos page.
Okay.
Yeah, you just put that in the subject and so we can, yeah,
just,
you know, identify this is for specific water damage restoration. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Specify exactly what category this picture's for, and if there's something I want to say about it, mm-hmm. here's what I would say about it and send it to you.
Yes.
With that, in that method, with that intent.
Yeah, sending it by email is, for me, is the best method. Yeah, we can understand it better as well. Our website team can,
yeah,
understand it better if you do it that way. You can send the pictures to either support@localsplash.com email or to photos@localsplash.com.
I got a question. Let's say I had one or two or three pictures for several different categories, because, as an example, water damage, mm-hmm. sewage damage, mm-hmm. mold removal. So let's say I had a picture for each category or several pictures and statement mm-hmm. for each category. Would you guys prefer that each category be a separate, specific email, or could I send them all and then just explain to you, these three pictures go to this category, these two pictures go to this category, this one or two pictures go to this category? Would you prefer that the emails be broken up and specific for each category, or could I send it all as one and clarify what everything is for?
Send it each email and then specify where category where you want us to upload it or add.
So instead of one bigger one, mm-hmm. that could still be made clear, but it could also maybe be a little bit confusing because it's,
yes,
bigger. I'd be better off just breaking it up into each category that I want to add something to.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, great. That's good to know and it's understood. And you guys are pretty comfortable. So far you have been. Your guys are pretty comfortable. At a certain point, I know I'll go, okay, that's right. It's good enough. We don't need to mess with it unless I have to be adding stuff for content, you know, adding reasons for Google reasons. Once we get it to a certain, but you guys don't mind if there's 3, 4, 5 more sessions of changing stuff till we finally get everything right and the way we want it before,
yes,
we launch it, et cetera.
Yes.
Or as we launch it, does adding pictures also help the algorithm?
Yes, it will do. yeah, it will help with the optimization because, you know, you are doing activity on the website.
Okay, so that could be one of the ways that I do, because I was going, man, I got a blog. I said, well, there's ways I could blog. I don't really have to blog, but I understand blogging would have some benefits to it. And I've got all kinds of articles. Is this allowable? Because on my current website, I've got articles that I've had up for years because the logic, the techniques, and the technical information behind it hasn't changed in our industry. For example, if you're talking about wet walls and carpet, we still use the same kind of equipment to dry stuff out, even though it's been changed a bit, and we still basically use the same principle of blowing air at it, sucking up water, and using dehumidifiers. So am I able to consider a blog being, I'm taking an excerpt from an article. Mm-hmm. I would give credit to the original writer and just put in my two cents maybe as a lead-in statement and say our blog for this week is on drying, you know, walls, and just put in a section of an article with something I'm also saying, you know, to introduce the article. And that way I don't have to really generate content. I'm just copy pasting and giving my professional opinion on top of that. Would stuff like that be okay and work? I mean, it's other people's articles, but they've been public forever and I've never had a problem with them being on my yellow pages, my website. I've even let the people know, because I know some of these people because of how long I've been in the industry. You know, hey, Mr. Blackburn, this gentleman's name is Claude Blackburn, a major writer of these articles. Hey, Mr. Blackburn, I've got your article on my site, and people really find it interesting to understand how we dry out structures. That was a good article. Oh, great. I'm glad you're using it. Yada, 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 yada. You know, so there's no issue if I use other people's copywritten information as long as we're not claiming credit as the writers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can blog that way by introducing people to this information by this writer in the industry, but I can put my own opinion or statement in with it, but make it clear that I'm not the writer of this article.
Mm-hmm.
That would be considered a legit blog also, right?
Yes, that is right.
Okay. Yeah, then that would make things easier. Because I could write, except I can be wordy. And I could also, and again, I didn't have the desire or the time to start to become a blogger.
not too late.
But I usually got too much other paperwork to do, you know, so I'm slogging, not blogging. I'm just trying to get paperwork done.
Well, it's not too late for you though, just to start, you know, like creating content, you know, or creating blogs. I know, you know, if they find your content interesting, you know, a lot of people will look for more updates from you. So, but whatever your passion, okay.
There's only so many ways you could describe sewage coming out of a toilet, you know. And one or two good pictures pretty much clarifies it. Oh, look at all that poo-poo and toilet paper all over that toilet seat. Yep, that's what we do. We'll come in and clean that up for you, you know. And a lot of our stuff is no-brainer. There's water all over the floor. Okay, here's what we do. Here's what the concerns are. Here's how we dry it out, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then if you explain that once or twice, you really can't explain it unless you're just looking for ways. How to explain the identical thing five different ways just for the sake of creating more content. You know, does the blogging, how often is it recommended?
Mm-hmm. Well,
if you're in an industry where nothing really changes once you've already put an article about that.
I would say weekly. Yeah, that's what, you know, what.
If you didn't keep it up weekly, let's say you did it weekly for the first couple of months,
mm-hmm.
and then goes, look, I've covered everything, or mm-hmm. I've covered enough. Like I said, here's how you dry a wet carpet. You can explain it. It's real simple to understand.
Mm-hmm.
It would be hard to be really creative and make it more uninteresting or mm-hmm. more interesting than
yeah.
what it is. It's really a simple, plain topic.
Yeah.
We first come in, vacuum up the water, pull up the carpet, pull out the pad,
mm-hmm.
choose a process to dry it. Do we bring it to our shop and then blow air on it, or do we blow air on it at your house? Once we finish blowing air on it for 72 hours, it's mm-hmm. usually dry, and then we can reinstall padding,
mm-hmm.
reinstall the carpet, and then clean it. Ta-da! I just explained it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just very simple, you know, process that you do. We make it simple and short.
Okay, so blog doesn't need to be like an article. It could be several
mm-hmm.
paragraphs.
Yes.
And that would qualify because you're just adding content?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Yeah, it doesn't have to be, you know, like a long article because not a lot of people, you know, read articles that long. They prefer reading a short, simple, or an interesting article. As long as it
right,
covers
right.
all of the, you know, needed points you wanted to point out, that you're good. I'm not a writer myself, but, you know, when I read something online, I have to, for me, I find it interesting when it's short.
yeah, exactly.
Short and informative,
you know,
public, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. You know, exactly. You know, I mean, I'm somebody that could go into depth in any kind of research or something that I need or want to know more about. But at the same time, I really appreciate somebody who was able to give you the basic information, make it interesting, make it clear, and, you know, make it shorter, you know. So, how easy would it be to add like 1 minute or 2 minute videos that people, of course, could choose how much of it they want to watch, if at all? But how easy would it be if I added a video? Like, say, for example, one of the subject matters I could have a video of what it looks like when we go under a house. Clean up sewage
yeah.
or water under a house and show people this is what it looks like under a house when a pipe bursts, or
mm-hmm.
just a short video of us. Sometimes when we're cutting out walls or removing mold,
mm-hmm.
we have to put up like a plastic containment or barrier around mm-hmm. us. You following me? So you're working
yes.
behind some
mm-hmm.
plastic. And it would just be a short video of here's how we make the plastic containment
mm-hmm.
to protect the air from dust and from mold, you know, escaping.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a very short video just showing that procedure. Are those easy things to load up? Especially if they're like shot in 720. Is that what you guys – recommend video resolution at about 720 or 1080 to be shot at that level?
I think 720 will do. Yeah, that is already high quality.
For most web content things. Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But, and then if I had a small video that I wanted to add to a section, that would be something that I would send to you guys to then put in where mm-hmm. I tell you to?
Yes, that's right.
And is that usually by like a Google Drive link, or is it preferred that way it could be embedded, or would I want to have it as a YouTube link? Because I think an embedded video, you just hit it and you watch it, is preferred
yeah.
than if it takes you off the platform to another site, right?
Yeah. I think it would be better if you upload it to YouTube and then you provide us the link.
Oh, okay. So a YouTube link is better than an embedded video where it just keeps them on my page
mm-hmm.
And they can just watch the video right there?
Mm-hmm. The YouTube can be embedded into your website as well.
Okay, because sometimes when I hit a video that, you know, looks like it's there, but then it takes you to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you could watch it there. Otherwise, you mm-hmm. see it open a new tab and it takes you to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, I don't have a YouTube. I fly drones for a hobby and part-time hobby work,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we do photography and film and stuff like that. I have a drone, website with about 1800 followers, and on Facebook it has 21,000 followers.
Oh wow.
But I have nothing regarding our business
mm-hmm.
on YouTube. I got a question. Does it have to be on YouTube? Because mm-hmm. if it's on YouTube and there's not a lot of subscribers for a while
mm-hmm.
or a lot of views for a while, if at all, sometimes if people click on it and then it brings you to our YouTube page, you go, wow, they only got like 12 followers. Oh, this video has only been watched 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 20 times. That doesn't mean that the people don't know what they're doing. It doesn't mean that they're not good. It doesn't mean that they haven't been around long. If
mm-hmm.
anything, it'll just kind of mean this is a newer channel, which may imply something good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, it just kind of like if there's less reviews, sometimes people go to the place with more reviews.
Yes. Yeah.
Not the quality of reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So even though the word almost rhymes and sounds the same, reviews and views, I'm discussing two different things, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
A review, we know what that is.
Yeah.
And somebody viewing the video. My only concern would be is I know that's been some of my internal thoughts, and I've had other people mention things to me. Yeah, these people don't have very many people following them. Oh, there's not too many views on that video.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I thought that or have had others mention it to me, it kind of implies that for some reason – no one's paying attention to these people. Whereas if there was no indication of how many views or how many subscribers, it's just the video. Watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're just judging the video. You're not judging, oh, it's only got 20 views. It must not be interesting or worthy.
Yep.
Oh, they only got this many subscribers. They must not be that good, or they'd have more subscribers. You see what I'm saying? I'd rather almost not put that out there for people to misinterpret. Oh, there's not many views or there's not many subscribers, so they must not be that good or that respected.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, no, we've been in business 28 years. I've an A-plus business bureau rating for 24 years. I have virtually no complaints against me.
Mm-hmm.
All that kind of stuff. I've been doing it for 46 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if they just see a page where he's only got 10 subscribers and 12 views,
mm-hmm.
that kind of downsizes you or diminishes your credibility, in my opinion, a lot, just by first impression.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather avoid that. Is there a way to not have it on YouTube and just have it as a video content, like I said, embedded?
Sure, yeah, we can do that. Mm-hmm.
So that could be done per request?
Yes.
Okay. So if I were to send you a video and it said, just please embed it, I'm not putting it on a YouTube channel, you guys would be able to put up that at 720, no problem.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Does my logic, even if you agree or disagree, do you understand my point behind why I'm stating what I'm stating?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, because the views, the reviews, you know, these are your added credibility online. So I really, really understand why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fact, I could probably get more reviews than I could get views. Okay. I've done thousands of people, even though I've only got three or four reviews presently in writing. I just never ask anybody to review because it never was necessary with me. Now that I'm really going to be kicking in the website stuff again, I understand the benefit of reviews. So I'm going to have to, start upping that. Is the only way, if you get a negative, one other thing. Years ago, it's like I'm not going to want a Yelp page because I think Yelp is a bunch of little, excuse the word, chicken poop organization that's unethical, like Angie's List or Home Advisor. Okay, when you try to deal with all these, we're going to get you business kind of organizations, you realize that they're full of it. And what they don't realize is they're screwing their only customer, which is the contractors. Because the people that go to Angie's List, for example, they don't pay nothing to get a contractor referral. It's a free site. They get to go there and, hey, I need an electrician. So they're trying to find an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not paying to get the name and address of various electricians.
Mm-hmm.
The person that's paying Angie's List is the electrician. But unfortunately, Angie's List doesn't seem to realize that's who our money comes from. Why are we screwing them? They're the only ones paying us anything.
Mm-hmm.
The customers that we advertise to on TV, they don't have to pay to use our service.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to pay to join us. They don't have to pay us to get a referral.
Mm-hmm.
The businesses that want to get referred are the ones paying us. And I've even said this to them. I go, look, you know, you're sending me a call. I got to rush to try to be the first guy to call out of four other people you're sending it to.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow, some way, two or three of us wind up showing up to the same house.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what we're paying for. You're making the customers think that you guys are a great efficient service and call you guys to get the name of all these reputable companies.